This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a quote about Lincoln for you. It's from the poet Mark Van Doren, who also wrote a play about Lincoln. He writes, "The entire reference of the play was to the time after the war, the time that Lincoln did not live to see. The irony and pity were in that. And all the while, if I may say so, I could hear Lincoln talking. I could almost hear him thinking." So here we have the twin posts of this whole radio feature, the spiritual life of Lincoln and the relevance of that to us today. The spiritual life of Lincoln, he is still speaking to Mark Van Doren, and the relevance of Lincoln, the issue of racial justice and government after the Civil War. Here, the playwright-poet Mark Van Doren is having a spiritual experience of Lincoln while writing this play. And the Lincoln he is, we could almost say, channeling, is the Lincoln who was looking toward the race issue and the settlement of the war with the South, the program we call Reconstruction, the Reconstruction of the South, which, of course, Lincoln never got to see or to lead. Now, Mark Van Doren was a deeply religious man himself. One of his most famous students was Thomas Merton, the Trappist monk and writer. Other famous students of Mark Van Doren are Allen Ginsberg and John Berryman, the radical beat poets. Van Doren chose to write a play about Lincoln rather than a narrative poem because he saw the whole point of Lincoln's life coming to a head in one particular event, his death. The death, like Jesus' crucifixion, that seemingly ended the goal and the purpose of his life. Van Doren is kind of like the Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz, who thinks he could be another Lincoln. That's what he's been thinking, if he only had a brain. Well, Mark Van Doren does have a brain, and more, because along with the familiar writer's experience of being a bit in a trance while writing, this channeling of Lincoln's words goes so far with Van Doren that he said he could almost hear him thinking. Now, hearing someone's thinking, especially someone dead, surely is a spiritual thing. Mark Van Doren is simply making a statement of the fact of spiritual presence. He is so close to Lincoln in the creation of this play. The play is called The Last Days of Lincoln, a play in six scenes. He's so close that he feels that he can hear Lincoln talking and almost hear him thinking. And the point here is not that magic and miracles still happen, but that spiritual presence is what contains and delivers truth, moral and political, historical truth. The truth here is that the problem of Reconstruction, the problem of racial hatred and injustice, the threat to black lives, and the ongoing enslavement of the white people's hearts is still before us, unsolved, as Lincoln left it to us. There's been a major television series on PBS about the challenges and the history of Reconstruction, about the roots of prejudice and injustice and white nationalism, all still before us, asking us to live in honor or dishonor, taking up Lincoln's unfinished task down to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.